this is Randy.
And this is Ashley.
And we are a mother-daughter team. I'm the daughter, just in case you're wondering.
And I'm the mom.
So we are Create the Leap. We are bringing through information on the age of omniscience. I, Randy, channel guides to guide us and help us through into this transition called the age of omniscience. And we're going to go ahead and offer up this message from the age of omniscience, and it's being brought through by a guide called Dari. Now I'm going to spell that because if you've been following us, it sounds very similar to another guide, Dali, but this guide is spelled Dhari. And Ashley, tell us why this message is coming through.
This message is in response to a question that was asked, and the question is, why are there multiple timelines and multiple universes?
Is your mind blown yet? If it's not now, it might be at the end of this podcast. Now, just to make sure we are down on Earth and we are staying grounded, Ashley, tell us why this is a special podcast.
Because we have the added sound of my dog, Samantha, who was in the room with us making too much noise. So we put her outside the room and she stayed at the door and whined and growled and moaned and complained. So if you hear that in the background, it is just our furry companion, Samantha.
And if you start to feel like, whoa, this is some crazy information, are we still on Earth? Then you might hear her go, which will remind you that we are still on Earth. Anyway, hope you guys enjoy. Thank you so much for listening. Greetings, we are Dari, and we are offering a message from the age of omniscience. We, as Dari, are the voice as the physics of your universe, and yet already our title, which seemed to be appropriate some months before when we were initially introduced to Randy and to Ashley in the work, is beginning to shift and change because as their perception of how the universe is constructed changes, so does our information about your universes, which at their perception is more appropriately multiverses. So we are wanting to answer a question that was posed by a follower of our topics online. And the question is, why are there multiple timelines and universes? So we are wanting to answer this question according to the framework of vessel phasing, because vessel phasing helps to explain why so many diverse ideas, belief systems, philosophies coexist simultaneously. Because vessel phasing is about perception. The vessel is how one perceives reality. So for most of you on this earth, while you are experiencing your open eye dream, that is your waking state, you can say that your bodies, your mind, are your perception. That is your vessel while you are in physical reality. Now, Randy's vessel and perception changes from Ashley's. There will always be a unique perception of reality as you, as a unique focus and frequency. The vessel changes as one goes through the phasing that we are outlining as the age of omniscience, because as you go into phases 3, 4, 5, and beyond, you begin to experience reality more frequently, or we would say more consistently, as a light body, or what we are calling the 2DD vessel. It is your energetic body that you exist as that can travel in your close-eye dream, or we would say that dreaming beyond your physical awareness, and that vessel is able to perceive more because it is non-physically focused. Your physical vessel as your body agrees to a certain amount of physical constructs so that You agree that there is a physical earth underneath you. You agree that there is gravity. You agree that there is a moon that circles around your planet and your planet circles around your sun. There are certain shared constructs that you agree to in becoming a physical body. And we would say to you that that is partly what creates your universe. So for the most part, in your shared constructs of reality, you have been agreeing upon a singular universe. It is based on linear reality. It is something that is agreed upon mostly in phases 1 and 2 and 3. It means that there is physical reality and non-physical reality. There is a sense of a dual universe or a polarized universe. In other words, you are able to explain things between opposites, right and wrong, light and dark, shadow and brilliance. So there are those opposites that begin to create and frame your reality. When one comes into phases 4, 5, and 6, there is an agreement, an understanding, another set of shared constructs that reality is not so based on duality. And when reality is not based on duality, you do not have the linear constructs of one universe always expanding or perhaps contracting. Those are linear concepts. You're moving from one opposite to the other. One begins to understand that they are a singular focus in the now, and that time is an illusion that creates a shared constructs for those phases 1 and 2 and 3. Time is based on a linear construct of reality. There is a start and there is a stop. There is a before and there is an after. There is a past and there is a future. These are all opposites that create reality, frame reality in a dualistic universe. In phases 4, you are living outside of that dualistic universe. You can still, we would say, densify in frequency to experience your physical world. You may come into a phase 1, phase 2, or phase 3 frequency in order to place your foot on that earth and not fly up and out of it. But we would say to you that there are frequencies in phase 4, 5, and 6 that allow for you to fly up, that allow for you to travel in your light body and go into those dimensions where the physical body is not tethered by skin and bone and flesh and gravity. So the answer, the long answer to your question, is that there are multiple timelines and multiple universes when you come into that shared constructs of phases 4, 5, and 6 and beyond. So that in phase 1, multiple universes do not exist. This is the other thing about this information. Your perception, your unique focus creates reality as you deem it to be true. There are no right or wrongs from the larger scheme of things, and yet in phase 1, your physical sciences are saying there is one universe, or they used to say there is one universe. We would say to you it is a lot like people on Earth expecting that the end of the ocean was the end of the world, that they could drop off the world, that it was flat. And we would say to you that in that dream, in that shared construct, that looking at time as an illusion is existing now, in that frequency, it is true. You can physically drop off the universe, physically drop off the Earth. Now, the earth became round, and then they understood that no longer was the sun rotating around the earth was rotating around the sun, which means that in these perceptions, they exist, and now you are at a time where you are getting more information that says there are multiple universes and multiple timelines, and it is a lot like saying that to the people who have understood for many, many years, centuries, that the sun rotates around the earth, or the earth is flat. It is similar. It is simply an evolution of sorts that you are gaining information about the universe or multiverses, but it is according to your frequency. So we would say to you, if you are far more comfortable in understanding that there is one universe, you can stay there and it will be so, because reality is more appropriately a dream, something that shapes and molds and transforms itself according to your perception. Now, as you begin to expand in your awareness of your multidimensionality, of how large you are, of your omniscience, that you are all things as much as you are a singular focus of source, then you begin to understand that there are alternate timelines, there are multiple and infinite timelines, and each moment that you seemingly pass time in is a whole nother universe. We would say to you that many of these multiple universes exist much like the one before it. So in other words, you may find that you wake up, Randy wakes up as herself, she goes to bed, and in a day she may not feel like she's been phasing into, we would say, 1289 versions of her. And yet that is more appropriately true. But those 1,289 versions of her are very similar. She hasn't grown another arm. She hasn't flown off on one of them. She hasn't begun to speak another dialect. She is mostly agreeing on the construct of her. Now, as you begin to phase and as you begin to travel to other planets or other universes, other versions of you that are quite different in your broad expanse of all that exist, all that you can imagine, that you can dream, that you can fathom exists, we would say to you, then you begin to travel more in your 2DD vessel, your light body. That is when you go to actually experience something that feels quite different from your agreed construct of physical reality. So it is only in phases 4, 5, 6, and beyond that alternate timelines and multiple realities exist, because you are agreeing to that shared construct in the same way that humanity has agreed to the shared construct of the earth being flat, has agreed to the shared construct of the sun rotating around the earth, has agreed to this shared construct that there is no life, intelligent life on this continent once called the New World, that you are now populating as North America, South America, etc. So reality shifts and a whole new portion of the dream is opened up in a lot of the ways of explorers coming to land on something that previously was unknown to exist, and then a whole new culture, a whole new experience, a whole new understanding of what that foreign land presents as phasing into 4, 5, 6 and beyond. So we would say to you that if this resonates and that you feel you can understand in your bones that you are more than you are here in your physical reality, that you understand that there could be more than one universe, it could be, as long as you feel comfortable in the supposition of anything can be, what do I want to bring into my perspective, my focus, my reality? And when you agree to something that you want to bring into your own dream, then you agree to a shared construct of all realities exist. Multiple universes spring forth from each big decision or big juncture of your life. So in other words, when you decide, I want to go into a forked reality, I want to change myself so drastically, I decide that I want to live as a non-judgmental person. If you've been a very judgmental person, then you are forking off into another universe. If you choose to be a person that accesses your omniscience more frequently, then you fork off into a universe that you are able to experience yourself as each other. So we are saying to you, choose what you want in your own dream, and the physics of that reality, that physical and non-physical reality, become more apparent, whether it is from us, whether it is from other guides, whether it is from your own intuition or your own sense of what your world, your dream is constructed as. listen, be aware, allow for your choices to construct your dream, and you will start to shift and change into alternate realities, into alternate universes, and they will become as familiar as the moon spinning around your earth, as the earth spinning around your sun, and you start to understand that there are infinite spinnings of this earth, and you simply get to choose which one you would like to be on. We are here spinning along with you, and we will be speaking with you as you, for you, in another juncture. Hello, it's Randy again, non-channeling, just plain Randy. Thank you so much for listening to our message.
And this is Ashley. Thank you for tuning in. You can find us at createtheleap.com.
We have an awesome thing. We have a Stellar Family Forum. It is a free community, no charge to you. Just come and sign up and you can see these channel sessions transcribed. We often link these very podcasts in there and videos as we make them. More of this information, you can join into the forum, ask questions, join into the discussion, help to keep this conversation alive. It is free. It is there on our website. And you can also find us on social media. We have an active Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram account, Create the Leap. Thank you so much for listening. We will speak to you next time.